Chapter 4. Define your mission. Know yourself and the strengths and weaknesses in your character, knowledge, and skills. Seek continual self-improvement, that is, develop your strengths and work to overcome your weaknesses. Ranger Handbook, Leadership 1-1. I feel as though I've had the best job in the world. It has been a blessing to have spent a good part of my professional life protecting and defending the United States, and I am proud to have served as an Army Ranger. The training to become a soldier and then a Ranger for the United States is as tough as or tougher than anything you've read about or seen in movies. Sometimes it was a struggle, and I'm going to tell you in these pages about many moments when I was humbled. But I really took to the training and I felt I had found my purpose, even when it was very challenging. As a Ranger, my mission might have been to participate in a raid. As a member of the Global Response Staff, my mission might have been to secure an area or conduct an operation to protect people who were gathering information. But when I signed up, my mission was to become a member of the 75th Ranger Regiment and to protect the United States. That was a mission I understood, one I believed in, one that was aligned with my values and my personality. That's what carried me through the tough parts. You need to find your mission and set some goals. If you have a worthy goal, by which I mean a goal you're going to need to work for, as opposed to a task you need to cross off your to-do list, it probably isn't going to be easy to achieve. If you intend to stick with it when the going gets tough, it's important to choose a mission that matters to you, one that you really believe in. In order to do that, you need to do some thinking about your own values and purpose. Think about who and what inspire you and what you really want. How badly do you want it? A good goal helps you get tough. The more you want it, the stronger the commitment you'll be able to make and the longer and harder you'll be willing to work and sacrifice for it. My mission was to be a Ranger. Out of the 300 people who graduated from airborne school with me, fewer than 50 of us tried out for the 75th Ranger Regiment. Immediately after our graduation ceremony for airborne school, we were told to stand in formation and wait. No one spoke.